Hellman on CliffCentral.com.
Yo, Justin, help us out real quick, bro. All around the world, thanks, Mr. JB. I think he's been to Thailand.
Everybody's been to Thailand.
And everybody should continue to go to Thailand because it's like the best damn place ever.
Exactly.
Thailand was so bad for me that I did it twice in 1 year. It was just, yeah, I was just that guy that did it twice in 1 year.
So nice. Yeah. Thai, so nice.
It's so, so dope. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking Thailand on Start the Adventure.
We are talking Thailand. And I know a couple of months ago we had mentioned it already, but it's such an epic destination. And there's so much to see and so much to do that we figured we'd revisit it a little bit. And we actually have some competition winners that STA Travel sent to Thailand. And so we've got them in studio with us a little bit later. So you're going to have first-hand experience of what this country is actually about.
Yeah, and they had the best time ever. I was looking at their itinerary.
It is insane, right?
Yeah, they did the Asia Scenic Cooking School. They hung out in Khao San Road in Bangkok, which, I mean, that's like one of my favorite roads in the world.
We've heard this as yes. well. They spent some time in Chiang Mai in the mountains, and they did some island hopping as well in the south. Phenomenal.
That's because there's so much to do in Thailand. It's like visiting 30 countries in one.
Exactly, because they've got the mountainous regions up north and the forests and the greenery and obviously the village people. And then you go kind of in the middle and there's Bangkok and it's quite cosmopolitan and upbeat. And you've got some of the temples there as well. And then you move further down south and it's the islands. And you can do as much as you want to do, or you can do as little as you want to do.
Absolutely.
The choice is yours.
Yeah, this is the thing. And if you go there for a long time, you can do as little as you want for like the first 6 months. As much as you want for the next 6 months. I mean, you can hang out there for a year.
Exactly. And for South Africans, you don't need a visa to get to Thailand.
Yeah, it's so easy.
And exactly. The currency, our rand to the baht, it's the one country that we actually have good standing power with our currency.
Thailand is that place that you do not pack the 20 kilograms when you're going to that country. You literally go with the clothes on your back because you'll come back with an entire new wardrobe.
Exactly.
Most of it will say same, but that's okay. Okay, so just tell me quickly, Lee, your take on Thailand and your experience there having traveled to Thailand before.
Oh, man. So I spent some time in Thailand, very short time, last year, March, April-ish. And I was actually in Bangkok over Songkran weekend. So Songkran is the Thai New Year. And basically, it was phenomenal.
Lee's doing that hands over the face thing. Like, I don't even know how to express this to you. It was just so awesome.
It was just so incredible. I ended up on a trip, a G Adventures trip, and we were about 12, 13 people. And Songkran is basically this 3-day festival, and they also call it the water festival. So you're walking down the street, you've got your water gun, or you've got a bucket. Like an actual bucket, and there are crates of water lined along the streets, and you're literally scooping up water and wetting passers-by. But everybody's in on it. Everybody's in on the fun because it's so hot during that time of year as well. And it's just to kind of be celebratory and be kind of jovial during that time. It was phenomenal.
See, now, again, an example of how awesome something can look in a tweet.
Right?
Everyone else is tweeting about like sad political stuff, and there you are. You've just come back from your G adventure over in Thailand, and you're like, "Yo, just had the best water fight ever."
Epic.
And immediately you trend.
Done. Hashtag Songkran.
So I was in Thailand twice in 1 year because the first time I went was on a Kentucky, and it was really, really cool. And I met friends from all around the world, people that I still travel with. Mm-hmm. And then went back for like 4 or 5 weeks and kind of just hung out and went up north, down south, hung out in the middle a little bit, and was actually there over New Year's. So I was in Koh Phangan for the full moon party. And it's just, yeah, I mean, it's next level.
Oh, I can imagine.
Let me tell you, everyone thinks ultra is like a big thing. Ultra's not a big thing. A full moon party, that's a big thing, yo.
There's full moon parties and those buckets.
Those buckets are because that Red Bull. That could be the only reason you go to Thailand is to experience that kind of Red Bull, because that's not Red Bull as the Red Bull you know. That is like syrup.
It's concentrate. Like, it's Red Bull concentrate is what
like
that
is.
It's
the best thing ever. And then you mix it up in a bucket. First of all, amazing Instagram opportunity to have the bucket and the
Red
Bull.
Because it's all about your Instagram and your hashtags, right?
Absolutely. And you do the neon shorts. And
of course.
The
and then
cool
the neon
vest.
Face paint as well.
Yeah, totally.
Mandatory.
In fact, Lee and I have put up on cliffcentral.com on the STA Travel Start the Adventure page, we've put up some pictures from our Thailand experiences. So there's a picture of me. I'm in my neon short shorts because you can get away with the short shorts as a dude in Thailand.
Only in Thailand.
Yeah, in Thailand. and everyone was a little bit bucketed. And so, and by bucketed, I mean we'd consumed what was in the buckets. And so you get your hands on face, like you get your hands on paint, like face paint, and then that goes everywhere. So I've got a hand all across my short shorts crotch. Which is great.
I'm not even gonna go there.
Check out the page. That's the kind. It's the dopest place ever.
See it to believe it.
Okay, so I mean, we know a hell of a lot about Thailand.
Yeah.
But there's probably only one other guy in the world who knows as much.
Yeah. Well, this guy is just phenomenal. I think he's traveled, I don't even know how many countries he's traveled, but currently he's sitting in Thailand and he's our general manager of our Thailand division. Is he on air?
Yeah, he is. What's happening, Bryce Young?
Hey, Bryce.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm a bit tired. It's a little bit late in Thailand, past my bedtime. So
you want some Red Bull?
I haven't had any Red Bull. Just a couple of vodkas.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So let's talk about Thailand. And why are you – apparently you're in a relationship with Thailand. You love this country a hell of a lot. Talk to me about how this is working out, you and Thailand. How's the relationship going?
Yeah, well, I actually – before Thailand, I lived in South Africa for 18 months working for STA. And then I transferred out to Bangkok a year and a half ago. So, yeah, it's good fun. It's a good place to live. People are super friendly. The food's really good. And it's hot. The weather's good. So, yeah, it's a great place.
You really love Thailand.
Yeah, and I love that music.
I did say you were in a relationship with Thailand, so I thought I'd throw a little George Michael in there, a little Careless Whisper.
Thank you.
Just kind of, you know, because I know you love this country.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's very good. So what do you guys want to know? Do you want to know what to do in Bangkok and Chiang Mai and down in the islands, or what do you want to talk about?
So most of the time, people will fly into Bangkok, right? Phuket or Bangkok. So one has 48 hours in Bangkok. That's the only time that you've got. What are the must-dos and the shouldn't-dos when you're in Bangkok for 48 hours?
Yeah, cool. Look, I'd say that traveling on the Chao Phraya River is awesome. So it's the river that runs through the middle of Bangkok, and there's temples either side of the river. You can go along from Khao San Road, get on there, and finish at the main boat terminal, and that takes about 40 minutes in total. But along the way, you can stop and get off. Each boat ride costs about 50 cents, 5 rand, so it's super cheap. Along the way, you can see all the temples, so you can get off and see the Grand Palace, Wat Po, Wat Arun. And you can knock over all those temples basically in half a day, and then you're pretty much probably templed out. Mm-hmm. From there, you can jump on at the main boat terminal. You can jump on the BTS SkyTrain, and that will then take you straight to Siam, which is the sort of the main shopping area in Bangkok. So it's where the MBK shopping center is, and then about six other shopping centers as well that are all sort of high-end to sort of, you know, buying your cheap T-shirts and stuff like that. Good time to do that's in the afternoon because it gets really busy around 3 or 4 o'clock when all the students start coming in from the university close by. Mm. The MBK, just a fact for you, is actually the most Instagrammed shopping center in the world.
Wow.
So
that's important, Ari.
That's very important.
Well, I heard you talking about Instagram before. So, it's really cool. There's loads of shopping there. You can knock over all your really cheap stuff you want to buy, or you can go to the high-end places as well and spend a bucket load of money there too. But that's a really cool one day. So if you do the river, all the temples, and then end up at the MBK and hang out at Siam for a while, it's a real sort of hipster hangout at night with all the students. So it's pretty good fun. There's plenty of bars and places to eat around there as well.
So MBK, the one of the most most Instagram shopping center in the world. That's wild.
Yeah. Thailand's actually the most Instagram country in the world. So there's a little fact for you.
And with that in mind, it's the perfect place if you want to live your best chain smoker's life.
Let me take another selfie.
Perfect selfie opportunity all day, every day, right?
I don't think in the restaurants here you're not allowed to eat your food until you take a photo of it and Instagram it. The waiters come over and slap you. So
you got to document that pad thai, bro. You got to document that pad thai.
Yeah, it's really important. One thing I definitely do while you're here is we do a tour called Bangkok by Bike. Goes for 4 hours, leaves from the Khao San area. Costs about 450 rand, and they'll take you to places you just would not go to as a tourist. They take you over to the old part of the city, you go over the bridge, and you go through all these little back streets, check out some temples, eat really cool food, go into locals' houses, yeah, it's just, it's awesome. I've done it a couple of times, and it's a really nice intro to Bangkok as well. And you get to places you just would not see by yourself as a tourist.
Yeah. You mentioned something about the food. I know whenever we talk about Thailand, people are like, oh, be careful not to eat from the vendors on the streets.
Yeah.
How okay is it and how not?
Just eat. sit down and eat. The food's actually really fresh. I eat street food every day, and I've never been sick once. So basically what they do is they get the food early in the morning from the market, whether it's seafood or meat or fish or chicken or whatever, and they just open until it's sold. So often you go to places in the afternoon, they don't have any food left. So, yeah, it's all really fresh. Sit down. Most of the meals cost between 30 and 40 baht, which is like $1 to $1.50. So if you don't like it, you haven't really haven't wasted much money there.
Not at all.
You know, you'll like the food.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah.
What I would say, though, is a really cool experience as well is head to Chinatown at night. It's quite close to the Khao San area, and you can sit out in the street, eat really good seafood, got the Chinese big red lights everywhere, the traffic hammering through, have a few drinks. It's a really cool experience at night to go to Chinatown.
Okay, brilliant. So we've kicked off Bangkok. We've seen some of the city. We've seen some of the temples, some of the cosmopolitan area. And I know that we as STA Travel App actually just opened up a store in Chiang Mai. What's that all
yeah,
about?
I'll just get back to Bangkok as well. Like, I would say some things not to do is walk down Khao San Road, check it out, but try and avoid that at night and to eat. It's really touristy and sort of overpriced, and the food's not great. So around that area, there's a couple of other streets called Rambutri and Prathit, and that's where all the locals eat.
Cool.
Some really cool little bars and restaurants. We've got a shop right there as well, so you can go into the STA store. We've even got a girl in there that speaks Afrikaans.
yes, we do.
Yeah, so you can ask those guys where to go out, and they'll tell you exactly where to go, where not to go, and what to do, and all those sort of things. Yeah, so that's Bangkok.
Super, and then Chiang Mai, obviously STA Travel store just opened up there as well. Tell me real quick, Chiang Mai, why is that also on the to-do list when in Thailand?
Chiang Mai, to me, is the Stellenbosch of Thailand. So when I first went to Stellenbosch after being in South Africa for a couple of weeks, I was like, wow, this place is amazing. And Chiang Mai is the same sort of thing. It's really slow-paced. The people are super friendly. It's got mountains around it like Stellenbosch, and the food is just excellent. So the food in Chiang Mai, I think, is the best in Thailand.
Very cool. Well, Bryce, thank you so much for hanging out. And, I mean,
no worries.
You're hanging out there in Thailand, so you never know. You could walk into an STA travel store and say, yo, what's happening, Mr. Bryce Young? And he'll hook you up. Take someone for a little beer.
Anytime. Nice to speak to you guys. Good to hear some South African accents.
Shine, Bryce.
Nice one, dude.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bryce Young there, the general manager for STA Travel in Thailand. You see, now this is a problem because now I want to go back.
No, I FOMO again.
No, you know this happens. We speak about it and we speak about it. And
now all of a sudden people want to go. Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. And you know this. And so I'm just sharing this for everybody else's benefit as well. STA have sent, as a global company, we've sent 80,000 people to Thailand in the last year.
It's incredible. That's a hell of a lot.
It's a lot, which means that because we sell so many people to Thailand, we've got incredible buying power.
Yeah.
So everything that you buy through STA Travel to Thailand specifically is just uber cheap.
And this is the thing is that, you know, you go to STA Travel and you guys can hook up a really cool deal. That was my first time in Thailand. I went through to the STA Travel store and they hooked me up with the flights and the Contiki, and they told me which was the right one, which was the wrong one. And it was really, really dope.
Exactly. And here's the thing. Even if you don't have all the money right now, but you maybe want to go to Thailand next year, we've got this amazing thing called FlexiFares where you can actually book your flight and your accommodation today or tomorrow because our stores are closed at 6 o'clock, but you can book it tomorrow, put down a 2000 rand deposit and then pay off the cost of your trip until you leave next year.
Super. Thanks so much. I'm just going to log on to my FNB online banking real quick. What do you say? 2 grand.
There we go. EFT.
Okay. So you just recently sent two people over to Thailand.
Yes,
STA Travel. Tell me a little more and let's get these ladies in, Kaylee and Mikhail.
So you know how people always see these, we always see these competitions online and we're like, yes, man, I really want to enter that, but I don't know if that's legit or I don't know if that competition is actually real. A couple of months ago, we hosted a competition online called Find Your Travel Tribe, or What Is Your Travel Tribe? STA, hashtag STA Travel Tribes. And a whole lot of people entered, and it basically was this questionnaire, and you had to fill out, like, what is your, your poison? You know, what's your drink of preference? What is your snack of preference? What kind of an adventurer are you? What kind of a traveler are you? And out of all of those entries, we chose one person. And they were able to bring a friend along, and we sent them to Thailand for a week. All expenses paid.
And those two lovely ladies that went to Thailand are...
Kaylee Place was our winner, and she took along her friend Mikkel. And they were there a couple of months ago, so they're in studio with us, and they're just going to share with us about their Thailand experience. Hey, guys. Welcome.
Hey. Hello.
All right, so you get the news that you've won this competition, and also, like, and this is the thing, sometimes with competitions these days, you don't know if you really win anything. So you guys actually won the competition, because when STA Travel do a competition, it's a real competition, it's a real thing. How did you take it when you found it out, Kaylee, that you'd won?
To be honest, when Lee first phoned me, she first said, "Do you have a valid passport?" That's the first, she didn't even say where she was from, so I was like, who are you? And then she's like, "Okay, I'm from STA Travel, just tell me, is your passport valid for the next couple of months?" And yeah, it was the most incredible feeling ever.
And then you start thinking about this destination, and you start thinking about this country, Thailand, and you hadn't been before, right?
No, first time.
So you have an idea of what Thailand might be like. What was your idea of Thailand before you went there, Kaylee and Mikkel?
I think beautiful beaches. I think you research a lot about that. As you were saying earlier, Instagram worthy. You see all of that on Instagram. And I actually really love Thai food. It's my favorite food to eat here. Mix actually lives with me, and there's often on like a random Sunday that I can't convince her she has to come get Thai food with me. So yeah, I was very excited for those things.
And your idea of Thailand before you headed out there, Mikkel?
I thought it would be a lot less touristy than what it was.
Okay.
But it was great because you arrive there and people know like how to help you, and they're so helpful. The people are incredible.
So good. That country is so good for tourism. Like, there's nothing that could go wrong to you that they wouldn't be able to sort you out, because tourism is such a big thing there.
They even
and they
have
love
tourist
tourists.
Police.
Yeah.
Right? Police just for tourists. It's crazy.
Right?
I don't even know if they get used. Like, the people are so nice. What could go wrong? I don't know.
So I was looking at your itinerary here and the things you got up to. And I mean, I sat with my highlighter. I'm supposed to like highlight the things that I think are cool. Then I highlighted the whole page. So you tell me what was really, really cool that you got up to in Thailand.
I probably think my favorite thing in the first week when we were in Phuket was we went on this canoe trip through the different islands. And I said they're the one really cool thing to do, like insider tip in Thailand, is things can be really touristy, but if you make friends with the tour guides, they'll let you do absolutely anything you want to do. So yeah, we asked them if we could jump off the boat in the middle of the sea. They said yes. They actually took us deep sea diving through a cave into the middle of this lagoon, which was incredible.
That's beautiful. Kat's getting emotional in the next room. She's like, why is she not included in this?
Producer Kat, you want to weigh in real quick here? How you feel?
I'd just like to ask STA to send me to Thailand. Thank you.
Justin, my general manager's in the other room. We can have this conversation another time.
But when Producer Kat says, you know, when she tells me to put the mic on so that she can say something, that means she's really getting amped about it. So an incredible destination, and you did so many cool things. So for you, Mikkel, Kaylee, that was one of the coolest things that you did. Mikkel, for you?
I think the cooking course in Chiang Mai, and we, as part of the cooking course, they take you into the local markets and they show you how they shop, and they show you all the
That's
different
cool.
rices and what this rice is used for and what that rice is used for, and then they show you what noodles, what spices, and how to mix the spices, and you go back and they teach you how to make paste out of it. And I mean, I've
how
never cooked
those,
in my life, and it was
awesome.
How crazy
are those markets, and how crazy are those ingredients?
Yeah,
it is very cool.
Such a buzz.
So dope. I was reading here, you had sundowner drinks on the top of the 60th floor of the Banyan Tree Hotel at the Vertigo Moon Bar. This is in Bangkok.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a 60th floor.
But pretty much the most expensive drinks you'll ever drink in your life.
That's so worth it.
You pay for the view. They were like 355 rand for a cocktail. Oh. It was expensive. Yeah.
But listen, again, it's all about the Instagram. No one said it was going to be cheap to look good on Instagram.
And you also get complimentary wasabi nuts, which I think we had about 8 bowls of them.
At least you get complimentary wasabi.
So, Kaylee, you said that your favorite part of the trip was without a doubt the Thai people.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they don't have to be friendly to you. They kind of just naturally are.
Yeah, they really are. They're actually so playful as well. They make jokes with you along the way. And if you ask anyone for advice or you need directions, they actually go out of their way to help you. Mm-hmm. They'll walk with you to where you want to go. Or the one night, actually, I was in a bar and Mikkel decided not to come out that night. So I was actually sitting there alone. And the Thai owner came and she's like, do you want to play pool? And like, she sat there having a half Thai English conversation with me for 3 hours just because, wow. You know, she wanted you, they just want you to really love their country.
Well, they do call it the land of smiles. Yeah. So it's true to its name, clearly.
It really is.
What's for both of you your favorite thing that you bought in Thailand?
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
You asked that question.
There's like thousands of things one buys in Thailand.
I bought a really beautiful silver ring with little elephants like around it. So they're quite stunning, like jewelry. Yeah, and obviously a lot of clothes.
A lot, yeah.
I think mine's probably my dreadlocks because I got a few of them in my hair that I paid for. So, yeah, at least those will stay with me.
Yeah, it's an incredible destination. And also, I don't know, it's a kind of experiencing Thailand with someone is also really, really cool. And so for the two of you going together, I mean, you definitely come back stronger and just a hell of a lot tighter as friends, yeah?
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, you learn a lot about each other as well.
So it's late night DMCs. You know when you're traveling and you have like the DMC like halfway through the holiday and you're traveling with people and then you're like, what is life really about? Yeah. It's like at 2 o'clock in the morning.
We did an overnight train from Chiang Mai to Bangkok, which is nice. 12 hours just in a small space on a train. It's good for that.
Solid. This friendship is now solid. Yeah. Would you go back? Is it a destination that you'd return to?
Definitely. I've actually applied to teach there next year.
Oh, wow.
She's serious about going back. Yeah. Nice. Well, all of the best for that.
Thank you.
Keep us posted. It'll be interesting to know.
Well, there's so many programs as well. You can do that through STI
Travel.
That
is true. Yeah. You can do that through So if you are keen to maybe consider traveling and teaching in Thailand, then call us 0861-781-781 because we offer that too.
Now listen, Lee, you got some really cool Thailand deals, but I'm not going to judge if they're cool or not. I'm going to ask Kaylee and Mikkel to tell me if these deals are cool or not.
Yeah.
So we're going to do a reverse. So you made them enter a competition. Now you are competing for them to give you a score out of 10 in terms of what the options are to go to Thailand.
Okay.
And you guys can be honest here. So if you think that Lee's being ridiculous with this, then you got to let us know.
Okay.
So let's play a quick game of how can you impress the people that once won a competition that you ran for them and now you need them to be impressed by you.
All right.
What's up? How do we get to Thailand, Joe?
Alrighty. So Kelly and Mikkel, you guys, we sent you on our Phuket bestseller, right? It was 7 nights in Phuket, flights, taxes, and 7 nights accommodation included. And the price, if you want to book it right now, is 8,999 rand.
10 out of 10.
Oh, there you go.
And you've experienced this. And
the resort was incredible. It was very different. It was beautiful and five stars was stunning.
Yeah, we sent you to the Divana Patong. On paper, it's a 4-star, but more often than not, when our guests come back, they're like 5-star experience, quality service. So that's where it is that we send you when we put you on this deal.
Super cool. And to catch up on more on that deal, it's easy. It's stiatravels.com.
stiatravel.com. All of this stuff is on our webpage. It's hanging on our banners. You'll see Thailand all over the place. Click on it and it'll take you to where you need to be.
Now, just before we let you go, Kaylee and Mikkel, in one sentence, why is Thailand a good place to go?
Yeah. that's it, yo. I don't even know. It's the most incredible place I've ever been, actually. It really is.
Very cool. Mikkel?
I think you'll get more than what you ever bargained for from the people
from the place. With that deal,
I like that.
Yeah, and that deal is incredible. I'm booking for next year now. What?
Kaylee and Mikkel, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you.
Lee, we got to land this baby now. We're not landing it in Bangkok, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Why won't you people let me do this on a plane?
But you know what I am going to do? From one competition winner to another competition, that's what we're going to do.
Yes.
So Kaylee and Mikkel won a competition to Thailand because they entered. So currently, we're also running a competition.
Do I need the game show music again?
No. Well, you can put it in the background.
Okay.
But we mentioned this last week, so I'm just going to give you a little more detail about it. So you're running this competition at the moment where you stand a chance to win one of 5 prizes. So not just one, not just 2, but 5 incredible prizes all relating to the US of A. Another one of A's favorite destinations. So some of these prizes include return flights for two to New York City with SAA. There's also an 8-day G adventure tour for two. That's from Los Angeles to San Francisco if you want to spend some time in the California region. We're also giving away a Top Deck California calling tour, also San Fran to Los Angeles. We're giving away Contiki Beats by Dre headphones. And if that's not enough, we're also giving away a Bamba Experience Niagara Falls adventure for two people. And the way you enter this, again, you log on to statravel.com. The competition is on our website. You just watch the videos, answer the questions that follow, and you stand a chance to win. Easy peasy.
America.
America. And here's the thing, it's totally legit. I mean, the ladies just won a competition.
Totally
if
did.
You enter, and here's the thing, you can enter up to 5 times. How's that?
Super dope. Super dope. I can't enter.
No, you can't enter.
Yeah, okay.
Unfortunately.
That's the end of that segment. No, but that's very, very cool. And of course, to keep up with all of this, I know that we've got it on our website as well, how to get involved in that competition. Mm-hmm. But as always, your first point to call.
STATravel.com.
Very,
also,
very cool.
If you want to check us out on Facebook, because all the details are there as well, STA Travel South Africa.
So, so cool. That's it. We started the adventure. Nice.
That's
one.
It.
We're going to do this again next month, yeah?
Let's do this next month.
Yeah, get entering into that competition. And then you can tag me on the Instagram and know for a fact that I'll be sitting in Johannesburg crying.
And then when you win it, we'll also have you on the show and you can talk about it and brag about it.
Boom. So
and
I'll
show
feel
us your
even
Instagram
worse.
Photos.
You know, I'm just going to go cry in the corner now. That's basically what's about to happen.
I'll come cry with you.
Okay. That's it. #StartAdventure with STA Travel. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.